While representatives of the Full Circle Pantry are on their way to the White House, there are changes afoot at the River Valley Regional Food Bank. As of this morning, the food bank has a new logo. The image of three swaying wheat stalks was created by students at the University of Arkansas Fort Smith under the direction of Assistant Professor Katie Harper. The new logo coincides with an even bigger part of a new look for the 25-year-old food bank that was announced this morning. And that is a donated 57,000-square-foot building.
It's been a real blessing, and it's something I've been praying for years over here.
Ted Clemens is with the River Valley Regional Food Bank. He says the current facility for the food bank was outgrown at least 5 years ago. A compliance report conducted by Feeding America every 2 years examines food banks, and for the past few inspections, there has been one dramatic shortcoming for the River Valley Regional Food Bank. The facility was just too small. The current building has about 8,000 square feet for warehousing food, so this new location will represent about five times the space.
This year, we did 5.6 million pounds of food here, locally.
Mm-hmm.
And in this new facility, I figure the first full year we're in it, we will do approximately 7 million pounds of food. And then I'm hoping we will max out around 10 million pounds of food back to the community.
The newly donated 57,000-square-foot facility is a gift from the James family of Little Rock and Harp's Food Stores. The building, formerly a Price Cutter grocery store at 1617 South Zero Street, will also come with donated fixtures from Springdale-based Harp's Food Stores, owners of the Price Cutter line. Ted Clemens says he learned about the impending vacancy of the building last fall, and he soon discovered the building was owned not by Harp's Foods, but by the James family in Little Rock. Clemens said he was initially disheartened when he found out the building was for sale or lease at a price tag the food bank simply couldn't afford.
I walked away from it. About 2 weeks later, I got an email saying, or asking basically, if we were still interested in it. Well, I wrote a short paragraph saying we would have liked to have the facility, but we can't afford that kind of money being a nonprofit.
Last month, while fishing on his day off, Ted received a phone call from a representative that the family had decided to donate the building. The work isn't quite done. The River Valley Regional Food Bank will need to repurpose part of the building, and Ted Clemens says that will take some time, money, and labor.
We got to build offices. We got to put new docks in. We need two new truck docks. We need two overhead doors to load folks out. Stand-up lifts because, you know, Walmart's going to rack the system here. So that is some of the projects we've got to get done before we can get into the facility.
The Regional Valley Food Bank is the primary operation of the Crawford Sebastian Community Development Council, or CSDC. Both the food bank and the CSDC hope to move into the new facility on South Zero by September. The official announcement of the donation and of the new logo for the food bank was made earlier today. You can learn more about the food bank at rvrfoodbank.org.